We're talking today with Piper Merritt from the Owosso FFA chapter and, of course, National Vice President for the Central Region for National FFA. Piper, we're talking, you're halfway through your year as a National FFA officer. You were, I guess, with the first of the six that were named on that afternoon in Indianapolis. So you got the excitement or the suspense immediately taken care of.
Oh, thank goodness.
Yeah, really. But you know, tell me a little bit about your year thus far.
It's been amazing. It's hard to believe that it's been 6 months since we began this crazy journey. We actually just hit that point. And I've traveled to six state conventions now, and it is so good to be back home. I have loved every second of it. The people I've met with, the friends that I've made, the incredible experiences, whether that's in Tokyo, Japan, or in right here in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, the people that make this journey so special are guiding us around every step of the way. So we're really lucky to have them on this journey.
Obviously, you started with training, and you really got going really right around the first of the year.
Yeah, so we actually began training on January 3rd, and then we were on a plane, a 13-hour plane ride to Tokyo on January 6th, and we were there for 12 days.
Tell me a little bit about, you know, you've hit some big events. You mentioned some state conventions, but also you've gone through National FFA Week and opportunity to really rub elbows and exchange stories with some of our top sponsors and supporters.
Yeah, absolutely. We've had so many incredible experiences, ranging from a DC Experience Week, where I got to meet with Deputy Secretary Senske, who's also here at Oklahoma FFA Convention. Then I also got to spend time in Indiana during National FFA Week. I got to spend time with their Lieutenant Governor and tell agriculture's story. You know, FFA claims a pretty big stake in Indiana, so in downtown Indianapolis, so we're excited to share that story at the Capitol. And from there, I've traveled to quite a few business and industry visits, meeting with the people who make this journey and this organization possible. And to those sponsors who are here at Oklahoma's convention or around the United States, we're thankful because they create this experience for 653,000 students.
Tell me, you've also, I know, had a chance to carve out at least some time to get some one-on-one experiences with local FFA members.
Absolutely. And that's one of the most powerful parts of our year is when we get to sit down and get to know members one-on-one. There's some pretty cool stories that I've got to experience. And one of those that I've been able to share this year is a member that began impacting me quite a while ago. And he's come back this year as I'm a national officer. And I've got to learn a little bit more from him. His name's Nate. Nate Reynolds from the Owosso FFA chapter. And I met Nate when I was in ninth grade. He was a Special Olympian at our Special Olympics Livestock Show. Now he wears a blue jacket himself, and this is his first state convention. I'm excited to see that boy. He represents the best of our organization. He represents the best of everything we do, and I'm excited to be a part of it.
One of the things you're halfway through, but that second half includes the planning for the National FFA Convention. You tell me that we've got a theme.
Pretty small task, right? But yeah, today actually is our theme drop. We released the convention theme for the National FFA Convention in October. It's called Just One. Our national officer team spent some time brainstorming, and we realized that all of our FFA experiences were powerful because we took just one risk, and we had just one step that changed the course of our lives forever, really. Those advisors, those just one moments that change our FFA experiences are the times that we want to recognize, and we hope to encourage members to be the just one person they need to be to change their future as well.
Let's talk a little bit about, you know, what got you to the point of hearing your name called on stage in Indianapolis. What do you think really got you prepared for this year?
The people. Here in Oklahoma, it's amazing the kind of support system I have, and that's been even more evident since I've been back home. The people that pour into you and love on you and show you, you know, the good and bad, and they're honest with you. That's what really got me through. You know, preparing for national office, I had mentors who would give me honest feedback and would tell me, here's the path forward, here's the next steps we need to take. And they would continue to pour into me. And I don't think I would be here without them. In fact, I know I would not be here without them. So it's great to reconnect with those people who definitely made this possible.
Now, at the halfway point, you maybe start thinking a little bit about life after National FFA office. What's kind of gone through your mind?
Yeah, that's been a thought I've had lately. we've got a pretty big convention to plan, and so after that, we'll have a couple months of rest and some exit training as well in Indianapolis. And then after that, I plan on heading back to Oklahoma State, finishing out my Ag Econ degree, hopefully reconnecting with some of the business and industry leaders I've met this year to connect on internships or career opportunities after I graduate college.
I imagine there'll be a couple of those available to you at the end of the day. Let's what do you think, as you've had a chance to experience the different types of chapters and members, and there's a lot of variety in these United States about, how FFA is kind of done within these various schools. What's kind of maybe stuck out in your mind? What's kind of, that you're going to probably take with you for a long time?
You're right. There is a lot of variety. And the things that I'll remember are being stuck in a hotel in a blizzard with 300 FFA members in New Hampshire, spending time in Gatlinburg in the streets with 5,000 Tennessee FFA members, and to coming home to one of the greatest home welcomes I've had here in Oklahoma. You know, there's a lot of variety in the way that FFA members approach the organization. And to every student, it means something a little bit different. But what's so cool is that for every student, whenever they see that emblem, it brings emotion to their heart. And that emotion is not the same for any single person that's ever called this jacket home. And that is what is so incredible and so powerful. That's something that means a lot to me as a national officer. It means something entirely different to a member sitting in the nosebleeds today. Right. Our organization is so powerful because it allows students to take ownership in the fact that FFA is personable. It allows them to take ownership in something bigger than themselves. It gives them the pride to call our organization home.
End of the day, what do you think, as you get ready for these last 6 months of your FFA career, what's going to be the takeaway for Piper for your FFA career? What do you think FFA is really going to kind of indelibly stamp on your life?
You're going to get me emotional. That's hard to think about. I've called this organization home since 2011 now, and I'm going to wrap out a 7-year career in the FFA, and I am incredibly excited because I know that I've been equipped with the skills and tools necessary to be successful in anything I set my mind to, because that's what our organization does, is it empowers young people, no matter where they come from, no matter what their background looks like, to take control of their future and make an incredible difference. This year has been a year of growth, and it's been a year that has absolutely changed the way that I will live forever. And, just 6 months in, I feel like a new person. But that's because I've been shaped and molded by the incredible people and experiences I've had this far. I'm excited to see what the next 6 months hold.